The sugya begins with the machlokes of Yechon Shlokish, Vadeish of Shum Mamoin Shum Chitzo. And the sugya concludes with Rabbi Yechonon saying that it's both Eisho Mishum Chitzo and Mishum Mamoinai. And Mishlokish is saying it's only Eisho Mishum Mamoinai. And we pointed out that the Gemara raises the reason that we're discussing it over here is because of our Mishnah, which would seem to support Rabbi Yechanan, that a kelev shenotel charora, that we're chayiv for the eish that the kelev imposes. So lechora, that would seem to support, and the Mishnah says that you're chayiv chatzi nezek for the eish which the kelev imposes. So that would seem to indicate that A should be seen as kocho, and therefore should be seen as a form of chatzi nezek zraros. Hence the Mishnah is in this perek, and hence the sugya follows this Mishnah. Right? Gemara says that that's lav davka, because we could interpret the Mishnah to be a situation where the animal tosses the fire, and therefore it would, once we could be making the mission in such a way that it is a hezek of mammon, and we didn't say it's a koicha. Okay, but that means we have to interpret the Mishnah a little bit differently. All right, the Reish Lakish Achma Yiskinen Da Aduye Aduye Dal Charor Mishalim Nezek Sholim Bal Mokin Gachelus Mishalim Chatzin Nezek. That where the animal puts it down, so that would be the eish. If the animal, anything beyond that, so that would not be considered eish, because that would be more than Mormon could accommodate. Then we have the sugya of gom, which did not go into misachseches. And the next raya was from the question of komle bid rabamine. Can a human being, can a person be called a reseach for burning an eved alive? So if eish is mishum amoinai, so then he should not be responsible, and there should not be a din of komle rabamine. If eish is mishum chitzai, then he should be responsible. Right, that's nukuda v'tzich al yedei. Chitza, that we'll come back to discuss that in the becomes a central piece of understanding Shitas HaRambam. Then the Gemara said one more situation, and that's Mosa LeGachelas V'Liba of a Mosa Shalheves Chayiv. Gemara says our next test case for this sugya is sheleach esed be'ir b'yarchei reshei tevekota. That if a person is alter, there are going to be four situations through which we're going to discuss eishem shem chitza. Once we set the sugya up and map up the sugya, then we'll be able to try to understand what is the Gemara, what's bothering the Gemara. The rudimentary question of here is that we don't have a similar sugya with respect to any other of. There's no other of where we say, well, is it really a different form of another of? We don't try to collapse any of. So what's the goal of Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish? What are they trying to understand? Now, we know that Eishes has to be unique because it's Talmud's potter. So what are they trying to accomplish? So yesterday we pointed out, we know that there are going to be, what do we say, four nafkamidas with the two shitas. And so we do understand that Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish are going to point out to us that how you identify Eish will determine these nafkaminas. So what are we defining about Eish? What are we trying to understand in B'nai Shemot? One more hakdama before that is to point out that the Suya divides the Ov of Eish into at least three different circumstances. Right? There is certainly an Eish that's B'yadayim, which is not being questioned by Rav Yechon Rish Lakish. There's Kolu Lechitzav, which is also not being questioned. It's only in between Yadayim Mamish and Kolu Lechitzav. That's what I want to point out today. That when you go through the Sugya, you'll see that the Sugya separates Eish into three different circumstances. So the one that, when it comes to the case of Ritzicha, Hamadli Godish Vaya Gedi Kofosloi, Ve'evet Somochloi V'nisraf Imoi, the person sets fire, and in addition to the damage to the field, he also kills the goat and kills an eved. So the Gemara says, if the Gedi had no place to run, and the eved was able to get away, so then there's no chiyuv ritzicha, so one's chayuv for the field and for the Gedi. Eved we'll discuss. However, if the Eved had no place to go, the Eved was somehow kofos, he was forced to say he could not move, so then the person who sets fire is Oiver Ritzicha, Komlev Ramidei, and therefore he's potter from any monetary damage. Right? So Gemara says this Mishnah of a Madlikas HaGodesh, one of the sources of Komlev Ramidei, only makes sense if you hold the Rav Yechonon. Why? Because a person is only considered to be a reitzeach if he murders or if he commits an act of murder, right? However, if his property commits an act of murder, he's not a reitzeach. Then maybe dinei shemayim, he may be held responsible, but he's not a reitzeach. He would not be chayiv misa.
Is it kosher?
1 second. So the Gemara says, so my potter, ilu kotal ture abda, right? This is one of the sources on which we're going to base Rashi and Tosa saying, what does it mean, mishum amaynai? It's like, sure. So here's the Gemara points out to us, that's what we're asking. Ilu kotal ture abda, hachanamid le mechayev, omuloch rav shim melokesh, hachamay eskinon, Vishikishahitis Begufoi Shel Evan. The Kom Levi Ramine. Here we're talking about a very bizarre and hard to imagine situation where the way that the person commits the way the arson the person does is he sets fire to the Evan. Right? In other words, there's an Evan that is pinned down in the Godesh and the mazik, how did the fire begin? It began because he was torching the Eved. All right, again, a bizarre, strange situation. There was a maisa ritzich on the Eved, then there was a maisa hezek on the field, and a maisa hezek on the gedi. Kom le beravine. All right, now, so what was the Gemara forced into saying in order to accommodate Rish Lakish? Gemara had to create a new kind of Eish. Our Gemara is pointing out that there are different ways of setting fire. And they'll have different consequences.
It's still Eish.
Well, was that?
It's not a mazik.
It's what?
It's not Eish anymore.
Good. I mean, there are different ways of setting a fire, and depending how one sets the fire, that'll determine whether it's the Ov of Eish or not. Okay? So here the Gemara pointed out to us that what one torches, if a human being torches something, that's not called Eish. That's not mamazik. There's no machlokes about that. Even Resh Lakish, who says, Eish mishum amaynai, even Resh Lakish will say, that's what we're talking about, the Om of Eish is not Hitz Beguv Shel Eved. L'chore, that would also mean that if Reuven torches the field, he takes his lighter, and he torches so the initial wheat that he burns. That's anamazik. The person sets fire to somebody else's clothes. That's Adam HaMazik. The initial fire. The heat is begufay. Right? So that apparently, even Rish Lakish, who says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that says, Eishem Shum Chitzai. No. So, whether it's Adam HaMazik, Adam HaMazik, Al Yedei Koichai, that's it. And that's such a big difference. Certainly according to the Maskana. But according to Rish Lakish, he's saying, Heatis begufay. That's not called Eish. That's not the Ov of Eish. That's Adam HaMazik. Right? Shehitis begufay shel eved. Now, Rashi's Lashon of here is Teha Vadai Mamish Horgoy. As opposed to what we would have said, the Osai Masiv Yadayim. Vadei Mamish Hargoy. Right, that sounds like Vadei means there's no suffek, and Mamish is what I would say Yadayim. Right? Who's that?
That's what Vadei doing there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? However, what it sets up for us is that a Masiv Yadayim, no one's arguing, that's not the Machlekes Recham Shlokish. That's not even the of Eish. Halacha l'maisa. If a person would, if Reuven would torch, would take a match and set fire to Shimon's pants when he's not wearing them. Right? And inside the pant pocket was Tomun, some money. Would you call that Tomun, Eish? Or would you call that Adam HaMazik? Sets fire mamish to the pocket. So Lachar, based on this, that's not Eish. That's Adam HaMazik. Right? Eish would be, he has to travel someplace before it's called Eish. Now, Me'idach, the next Amud, the end of the Sugya, Omar Rava, Kashu le'levai, l'man domri, eishe mishom chetzioi, tomun ve'eish tepote rachmon eichem mishkachas lo. Alright? So again, that explains to us that the machlekes v'shlokes nev yechanan is, it sounds like, that it's going to impact the way we understand the malach, the of. That's very hard to understand. V'nechale, kegoin, when would it make sense, right? When would Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Eishesh Mishum Chitzav say, I got the din of Tamun, so that is, Kegoin Shenofla Deleiko Lo'oisei Chotzer, Reuven sets fire to lot number one, Nofla Geder Shaloi Machmas Deleiko, and as lot number one was burning, something happened, there was a fence, probably like a fire-resistant fence. Something that was supposed to stop the fire from going to lot number two. Maybe there was a body of water. And while the fire was going in lot number one, so animals came and they lapped up the water. All right, so now you don't have this natural barrier. B'holcha v'lika v'zika v'chotzer acheres. And now we made it to lot number two. When Reuven set the fire in lot number one, it was a contained fire. Right? He knew what he was doing. He knew he was going to be responsible for the hezek of one lot. Whatever his cheshbonos were, who knows? But it was a fire that, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that's Eishem Shum Chetzia. Right? However, Kolo Lechitzov, when the initial fire that he set was, would have been, worked its way out. It would have stopped. Kolo Lechitzov, the chetz that he sent was only supposed to go so far. And now, the barrier that was there, B'Shas Mais, is no longer there. Oh, then he says, that would be a situation where he holds, there would be a din of Tamun. Right? that would be Eish, where he would apply a din of Tum. Right? That wouldn't be a Shaila to Rabbi Yechanan. So the area of Machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish is only after, is not with the Maisa V'Yadayim Mamish, and not with Kol Lechitzev. So there are three different scenarios of any fire. So now the Gemara says, one second. If you're going to tell me, if you're going to hold Eishem Mishum Chetzya, and then you're going to tell me that Kolul Chetzya, so then there shouldn't be Nechi at all. Shepater. Then you're Gili Nami Kolul Chetzya. The Eish is over. Elaman de Isle Mishum Chetzya Bisle Nami Mishum Amoyne. So now I have to say, right, that's what forces Rabbi Yechanan to say, that there will be a din of Eish even after Koluloi Chitzav. That, after Kol Chitzav, that's when the din of Mamayna will kick in. Kegoin Shehoyu Loi Legoidra V'Legodra. Right? And the Gemara gives another example of where I should have done a certain shmira, and my shmira was ineffective. All right. So now, let's just look at the Rashi. The naflo geder, and the fence fell for some other reason. Because if it fell because of the fire, that's all part of eishim shuchitza. When the Eish left, so it could not have made it to lot number two. So isle nami mishum amoyne veheicha deleka lechayuv mishum chitzav veikol lechayuv mishum amoyne mechayim in lei hilchach leinyan giloi afagav de kolol chitzav chayim mishum amoyne. So he says, once it's kolol chitzav, once the fire that Reuven set and the projected length of time and damage that it's supposed to cause is gone, is done, is exhausted. So after that point, so then I'm chayav le'inyan gilui, so chayav mishum v'moynoi. Right? I'm not chayav mishum, what's Rashi saying? After it's kol lechitzav. Before kol lechitzav, so then I am chay, I have a p'tur tomah. After Kol Lechitzav? According to Rabbi Yechanan, that it's Chitzav Shal Adam, right? There's no Petur Tom because it's Adam HaMazik. After Kol Lechitzav, then I have a din of Eish. It's not Adam HaMazik, but then I have Eish Mishum Mamoinai. Right. So now, again, so now let's understand this, the machlokes that we're looking at is the first, the item that a person torches, that he puts the fire to. So that's everybody's masking. That's a ma'isa anam mazik, and as Allah is anam mazik, it'll have all the fire. It'll have the chiyuvim. It will be potter. It'll be chayiv and toman. Even Rish Lakish says. Correct? Now the other end, the fire that I projected is exhausted. With the Ruach HaMetzuya, whatever Ruach HaMetzuya would do. Something happened, it went beyond what was projected. All right? Not a Ruach Sheina Metzuya, that'd be honest. But something happened, the fence that was supposed to be there wasn't there. So it's not I'm not an honest. And Probably not a pesheya. Now, but that was not part of my initial masa. So over there, less mandapolig that it has a din of eish mishum moment. right? It's not pure mamon and mazik for numerous reasons. Number one, there is a p'tur tom in there, right? So you know it's not mamon and mazik. It's not mamon. It's not his money. It's not his material. Right? It doesn't have. It's not an animal that has a certain amount of das. But so what is it? It's something that I could have prevented. It's something. It's a natural consequence of something which I did, which I could have prevented. So that is Eishe Mishum Amoyni. So let's mount the polling. Then that's Eishe Mishum Amoyni. Correct? Machlaikis between Rav Yechon and Shlokish is in between fire, which is Adam Amazik. Ellie doesn't use the word Eish because it's a technical term. Fire Mishum Amoyni Amazik, right? And in between Kol Lechitza, which is Eish Mishum Mamen, so in between, right? That's what we would call. We call that it's Adam Hamazik with a Koyach Acher Mu'urim Boy. Right? It's an Adam Hamazik, but it's not his force. It's the consequence of something which he did, not the consequence of his Mamen. So how do you identify that? To identify that as Rish Lakish would say that is Eishe Mishum Amoynoi, and if Yechlin says that is Eishe Mishum Chitza Nafkamina. So the easiest Nafkamina is Toman. That's right, Nafkamina, right? Is there'll be nafkamina of 2 minutes? We'll say in 2 minutes. Or is it a din of kolin ramine? Right. Tosis has now the nafkamina. Nafkamina would be the nezik tari shem zeboishes. Nafkamina Natal Chayrora V'Anche. Is that called Koyche? A behema does that. The behema drops, takes the coal and burns something that is Mamana Mazik. The behema drops the coal and it lights and there's a fire which goes till the fence. Oh, is that Mamana Mazik? Is that Chasinatik Shravas? After the fence, so we say that's potter, because that's already moment shul moment amazik. Right. So again, so we pointed out the following, that would also have reference to have relevance to misach seches. Gemara talks about the animal singeing, the holding onto the fire and singeing, mishas ma'isa. So that's what we have to figure out. Right now becomes a much more textured machlokes, because it means everybody holds that there'll be a point where it's Eishe Mishum Amoyni. Right? The question is when the fire can still be connected to the initial act which the Adam did, so how do you evaluate that? Right, the initial act, the very, very initial act, that's Adam HaMazik. So how do you evaluate an act of Eish, Koyach Acher Mu'urav Boy, my Maisa is burning this place, this Mokim, this Begin, this Gedi. What happens afterward is a natural koyach which picked up from me. So how you mag do that? Does it have to atonement? Alright? So now hodu kushlu duchta. So now that we have this, that we identified exactly where the machloikis of Rav Yechon Shlokish is, and the nafkaminus ledina, so now let's now understand what's called jeopardy. Now let's understand what was the kasha to begin with. what were they trying to figure out? All right, good. So we need to have a